3. The last news there will ever be.
You just got here, Ellen Bywater said. It brought you here on purpose, from the world.
Jen shook her head.
The suit says I've been here for 5 days. But how? What was the transport? Aren't the airports overrun?
I was picked up by a car near Haida Gwaii, and then, I don't know.
How can you not know? Ellen was tense. She pulled up moss and leaves as she spoke, digging her ragged fingers into the earth, picking at the curls of mud around her nail beds.
I think the driver drugged me,
Zimri Nomik said at once. Suit? Was this woman drugged? Jun Suit muttered in her ear.
Do you consent to the sharing of this personal medical data? She said.
Sure, I've got nothing to hide.
The suit spoke out loud, through speakers in its neck.
Blood solute record is compatible with administration of benzodiazepines approximately 12 days before arrival on the island.
Augur roofied me? Said Shun.
Zimri looked at her through narrowed eyes. You have augur?
Some calculation was occurring in his implacable brain. Shun would need to head it off.
Yeah, Martha gave it to me. Martha Einkorn? What you said was right, she said to Lank. We were fucking. She gave it to me. I know she shouldn't have done that. I don't even know why she did. She was cagey as shit about it.
But nothing could stop the progress of Zimri's thoughts.
Fuck, he said. Shit.
He looked around at the others with a note of triumph.
This is her. This is the name the day shit who broke into my bunker. Yeah, I saw 3 partial stills. You and a big guy.
Crap, of course. Of course there would have been records. Of course Zimri Nomik would have seen them.
Yes,
Shun spoke slowly, thinking through how much she could say and how much she had to say.
My auger didn't work, so we went to your bunker to turn it on manually, and we were attacked. You trashed it, said Zimri. You toasted it.
Well, you don't need to worry about your bunker now, do you? Said Ellen with an air of disdain. Shun wondered whether she was drunk.
Anyway, you have others, if you can get to them. She has auger. She fucked up my bunker. And auger drugged her? And kept her drugged for 12 days? That's not the protocol, Zimri Nomik said. Being drugged is not part of the protocol.
You can't kid us, young lady, said Ellen. We've put the protocol together, okay? We're well aware of how this works. Something screwy is going on. How did you get it to bring you here?
It drugged us, said Lank, when we got to the island. But that was a very different situation, said Zimri, with a crash and everything.
He moved awkwardly. Something was wrong with his left leg. He'd kept the suit's boot clamped around it, even when the rest of the suit was open. When Lank spoke, his manner was easy and unprovocative. Shun got the sense he'd been dealing with these two for a while now, and he was about on his last nerve. If their plane had crashed, that would make sense. Anyone would be jangled after that, and these people were used to quite a different lifestyle.
Augur's protocol is to keep us all safe. We got out before the infection started to spread. So we're here, okay? We're safe.
He hooked a thumb at Shun.
Got out a little later because she had to jack her auger by hand, so she could have been exposed. So it drugged her, kept her somewhere safe, intravenous feeding or whatever, okay? Until she'd been through the quarantine period. How long did it say the incubation was?
17 days, said Ellen sullenly.
I just don't see why, if it could bring her here, it couldn't bring my kids or Bonda or Arthur from the management team. I mean, we're supposed to be together for this. I guess they're in New Zealand by now.
17 days, said Lank. That adds up. That figures, right?
He spoke directly to Shun.
You've been here for 5 days. You were roofied 12 days before that. 17. You say you tripped the system manually.
Yeah, what did you mean, the—
You broke into Zimri's bunker. Sorry, Zimri, but that is fucking hilarious. This kid broke into your bunker. Tripped Augur manually, well done, that is some survival instinct. And Augur knows we've all managed to survive it so far here. So, the thing is survivable here. She doesn't have any bunker to go to, no clearances, you don't, right? Right. No, I don't have a bunker. What's...
So Augur held her through quarantine and dumped her here.
Incredible. Sorry, said Shun. I just... What's the infection? What thing is survivable? What is it you're talking about?
A silence around the campfire. Zimri wrinkled his nose and stared directly at the sky.
Ellen said, Fuck. Didn't it read you in?
Lank said, She doesn't have the permissions, that's what I'm saying. She got here illicitly, and I'd be pissed except for everything else. The system's done its best.
Zimri said, Is one of you going to...
Lank said, The suit can do it. Better. Time to take it all in.
Ellen said, No, the suit cannot fucking do it, Lank, and that is absolutely typical of you. This is a humanitarian situation here. She doesn't know. One of us has to do it. It has to be a human.
Ellen scooched over to sit next to Chun. She took one of Chun's hands, her eyes glistening like raw eggs.
Listen, dear, she said. I'm so sorry about this. The world is over.